Jake Fahey, JamD56, Critical Review Assessment. The Guardian's Football Weekly is a podcast that is produced by The Guardian's news outlet and presented by Max Rushton, a football journalist probably best known for being the host of Soccer AM for almost 7 years. Max is joined by one co-host, Barry Glendelling, a well-respected journalist and is the deputy sport editor at The Guardian, also joined by two guests every week that are usually relevant to the last few days of football. The podcast is a good length at 50 minutes long, not being too long but also not being too short, but getting in all the content that is necessary. The two choice of hosts is a good one, as Max Rushton has hosted a huge show like Soccer AM and will have a very broad knowledge of the game, as well as Barry Glendelling being the deputy sport editor of The Guardian will mean that he also has a good knowledge of everything football. The sound quality in the podcast is a mixed bag, with the hosts Max and Barry having very good sound quality, with the assumption being that both of them are in the Guardian offices recording this podcast. And the two guests with this particular podcast, including the voices of Mark Langdon and Ed Ahrens, not having the best quality, as they are more likely to be recording this at home with whatever equipment they may have. The podcast starts with two adverts, one chosen by the platform you are listening to the podcast on, in my case was Apple Podcasts, and the other being an advert for a shaving company.
Hello Pod fans, Max here. Football Weekly is sponsored by Gillette. Good morning, start with Gillette, and as a listener to this pod, you can try Gillette for free. Start your 14-day trial with a free starter kit worth up to £15, and you only have to pay for the postage. Then you tell Gillette how often you shave, and they'll deliver new blades directly to your door. There's no commitment, you can cancel or delay at any time. Start your morning with Gillette by subscribing at gillette.co.uk/footballweekly.
This advert is fitting to the podcast, as they will be under the impression that the majority of their listeners will be male, and most males do shave. After the two adverts at the start, the podcast then starts with a jingle that the host talks over and explains what will be coming up in the podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Guardian Football Weekly. Can Liverpool cope without Van Dijk? Yes, just in Amsterdam as Fabinho slots in nicely. City come from behind to beat Porto, with Pepe being Pepe, perhaps giving us the most entertainment. The big story of the day is in Madrid, where a second string Shakhtar beat Real, while Atleti get hammered by Bayern at the Allianz. Sid joins us to look back at them and ahead to El Clasico this weekend. There's another nomination for best pass ever, a Premier League preview, a very important travelling Wilbury's correction, your questions, and that's today's Guardian Football Weekly.
This works well as it gives listeners an insight as to what is coming up in the show. Later on in the podcast, Max introduces Spanish football journalist Sid Lowe. Sid works for The Guardian and is based in Madrid in Spain. Sid has been brought into this podcast to talk about Real Madrid's shock defeat to Shakhtar Donetsk and Bayern Munich's drubbing of Atletico Madrid. What works well in the podcast with the introduction of Sid Lowe is that he's very insightful on Real Madrid and the way that they play.
Madrid, it's true, made changes, but of course you can't make as many changes as a team that's forced to make 13 of them. And Madrid were just, I mean, probably the most striking of the first half moments is actually the one that Shakhtar don't score. It's the first chance they get, and they just go through this absolutely enormous hole in the middle of the pitch. And one of the centre-backs is way off over on the left. The other is way off over on the right, but higher up than them. It's not so much a line as a kind of a squiggle, the back four. It's just extraordinary how easily they're taken apart.
I feel like Sid Lowe has done a good job in explaining just how bad Madrid were when Shakhtar were attacking, but has explained it in a way that even people who aren't fans of football could probably understand. Sid also gives his view on VAR by explaining what he feels is wrong with the technology, in a way that describes that it is used in the three competitions that he reports on: the Champions League, the Premier League, and of course La Liga, his specialty.
But my issue with VAR, and I'll just say this, is I think I haven't been on the pod saying this before, so you might as well hear from me as you've heard from everyone else, and I've got nothing particularly interesting to say, but let me say it anyway. My issue with VAR isn't whether or not it's more or less fair. My issue with VAR is the toll that you pay for it. I don't care that it's more or less fair. I don't think football was desperately, desperately unfair before. What I care about is it changes the way we play. It changes the way that referees manage games. It means that we've got a load of technocrats running football now. For the technocrats are running football for the technocrats. And don't get me started on David Ellery. And rather than footballers or fans. And so for me, it's not about the right or wrong. It's about the damage you do to the actual game itself. It's not even the decisions that occupy my mind.
This podcast is a good example of a football podcast as they discuss the Champions League, the upcoming El Clasico, and the Premier League weekend. But they also had a